designed to make you exert. Energy's released and it works when amplified, fortified, music supplied. It works better. More people rock instead of just standing around. They get up and go, say ho. Let the feeling flow, then try to show off. Get trapped inside and go off in their own world. Lost in a groove, tossed in a mood. Compelled to move, you got to dance. Get up and dance. Bumping and thumping, music activates something that makes nothing matter except keeping in step. You get wet from sweat, so wet you're drenched. Sight, hype, and wrench from your bench. Left foot for thirst to quench, not to mention dancing release tension. A rush of adrenaline hits you like Benadryl. You float like a boat, but then again fly sky high. That's why you try to comply and try to go with the flow, fast or slow. Get up and dance. That turns into mental stimulating visions, rhyming with precision. And I got so much rhythm, I come concrete on any beat, long as you dance.
Man, and you better not set foot on his land. But I didn't think nobody could be that mean. So I took me out walking down the railroad track. I was gonna go down to that little old shack and just find out if all them things I'd heard was true. There was a big black dog laying out in the yard, and it growled at me, and I swallowed hard, and I heard somebody say, "Well, who are you?" Oh, and there he stood in the door of that shack, and his beard and his hair was long and black, and he was the biggest man I'd ever seen. When he spoke, his voice was low and deep, but he just didn't frighten me, 'cause somehow I just knew he wasn't mean. He said, "What you doing snooping around my place?" And I saw a smile come across his face, so I smiled back and I told him who I was. He said, "Come on in and pull you up a chair. You might as well, since you're already here." And he said, "You can call me Joshua. Joshua, Joshua, what you doing living here all alone? Joshua, Joshua, ain't you got nobody to call your own? No, 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 no." We talked till the sun was clean out of sight, and we still talking when it come daylight. We had to say, hey, I spent my life in an orphan's home, and just like him, I was all alone. So I said, "Yeah," when he asked if I'd stay. Oh, we grew closer as time went on, and that little old shack, it was a happy home, and we just couldn't help but fall in love. That big black dog and that little old shack, sitting down by the railroad track. It's plenty good enough for me and Joshua. Joshua, Joshua, why you just what I've been looking for. Joshua, Joshua, you ain't gonna be lonesome anymore. No, no. You're lady, oh, lady, lady. Ba-ba-ba, ba-ba-ba, ba-ba. Me and Joshua. Me and Joshua. Me and Joshua. Yeah, yeah. Me and
I'm looking for Ray Finkel and a clean pair of shorts.
What do you know about Ray Finkel?
Soccer-style kicker, graduated from Collier High, June 1976, Stetson University Honors graduate, class of 1980, holds two NCAA Division I records, one for most points in a season, one for distance, former nicknamed the Mule, the first and only pro athlete ever to come out of Collier County, and one hell of a model American.
Are you another one of them hard copy guys?
No, sir. I'm just a very big Finkel fan.
This is my Graceland, sir.
Will you put that gun down? The boy is a fan of our son. So nice to meet you. I'm Ray's mother, and this is Ray's father.
It's a real honor.
Well, it's an honor to have you in our home.
Chances, you won't be denied. When my heart is where it's always been, my head is somewhere in between. Give me one more chance, let me be a lover tonight. In the roofie, in the roofie. And I'm gonna make you sing. Give me half a chance to ride on the waves that you bring. Your heart is shot to a swarm of bees, gonna blow right through you like a breeze. Give me one last dance to slide down the surface of things. Thank you.
number 10. Now we permanent in one. In the battle, lost my finger. Mike became my arm. Pistol nozzle, it's nasal. Blood becomes lukewarm. Tell her, come on, be easy now. Squeeze this armor. Test why cleft. See that flesh get scorned. Beat so bad, make you feel like you ain't wanting to be born, John. Tell your friends, stay the hell out of my lord. Chicken George became dead George. Stealing chickens from my farm. Yeah. I'm not the dead pigeon. If you're my theosis, then I'm bringing all hate to Sicilian. Nobody shoot me. My body's made a hand grenade. Girl bled to death while she was tuckus in the razor blade. That sounds sick, maybe one day I'll ride the horror. Blackula comes to the ghetto. Jackson Acura. Stevie Wonder sees crack babies becoming enemies in their own families. I'ma get them coming over, we soon done. Gun by my side just in case I got the rum. A boy on the side of Babylon trying to front like you're down with Mount Zion.
Me because I'm nice and sweet and pure. So fuck off!
Look at the bar you saw over here, ladies.
Oh, Tell me all of the things you forgot when I was your man. Hey, hey, when I was your man. If I was your best friend, would you let me take care of you and do all the things that only a best friend can? Best friends can. Help me pick out your clothes before we go out. Not that you're helpless, but sometimes those are the things that being in love's about. If I was your one and only friend, would you run to me if somebody hurt you, even if that somebody was me? Sometimes I trip on out. For some time, well, then could we just hang out? Could we go to a movie? Together, 'cause to me, baby, that would be so fine. Baby, can I dress you? I mean, help you pick out your clothes before we go out. Listen, girl, I ain't saying you're helpless, but sometimes, those are the things that being in love's about. Sugar, do you know what I'm saying to you this evening? Maybe you think I'm being a little self-centered, but I say I wanna be all of the things you are to me. Surely you can see.
Necessary for me to go out of the room just because you want to undress? We don't have to make children to make love. And we don't have to make love to have an orgasm. Your body is what I'm all about. Can I see it? I'll show you. Why not? You can do it because I'm your friend. I'd do it for you. Of course I'd undress in front of you. And when I'm naked, what shall I do? How can I make you see that it's cool? Can't you just trust me? If I was your girlfriend, you could. Oh yeah, I think so. Listen, for you naked, I will dance a ballet. Would that get you off? Tell me what will. If I was your girlfriend, would you tell me? Would you let me see you naked then? Would you let me give you a bath? Would you let me tickle you so hard you'd laugh? And would you let me kiss you there? You know, down there where it counts. I'll do it so good, I swear I'll drink every ounce. Then I'd hold you tight and hold you long, and together we'll stare into silence. Try to imagine what it looks like. Yeah. We'll try to imagine what silence looks like. Yeah, we'll try to imagine what silence looks like. Yeah. We'll try.
Whoopah, I'm a hooga, I'm a good gush.
Through the sunset in your eyes, juggling the train through clear Moroccan skies. Ducks and pigs and chickens crawl, animal carpet wall to wall. American ladies 5 foot tall and blue, sweeping cobwebs from the edges of my mind. Had to get away to see what we could find. Hope the days that lie ahead bring us back to where they've led. Listen up to what's been said to you.
know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh, all on board the train. All on board the train.
I've been saving all my money just to take you there. I smell the garden in your hair. Take the train to Casablanca, going south. Blowing smoke rings from the corners of my mouth. Gold buttons hang in the air. Charming cobras in the square. Stripes your leathers we can wear at home. Oh, let me hear you now.
Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? You know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express. They're taking me to Marrakesh. But you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express. But you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express. They're taking me to Marrakesh. All on board the train. All on board the train. All on board.
Oh, this is gonna be just fine.
Yeah?
Wait, one snip here. Let me get by the thumb. Huh?
Yeah?
Oh, that looks very natural.
Looks okay?
It's very, very good. I don't think you're gonna be able to tell the difference.
I'll bet you anything it was Mahoney responsible for this.
You know, right after I'm through, just let me shape this a little bit, and I think you're gonna really be happy with what we've got here. Sure.
Well, let me see it.
Okay. Huh? Huh? Look, just look at it in the back here. Look at it over here.
Could I have the mirror, please?
Sure. Lieutenant? Sir?
No. We'll get a wig. Have you seen the state of the art in wigs today, sir?
What the hell are you talking about? What am I gonna do about this?
One, two, three. Like I'm Fred Krueger was? He was a filthy child murderer who killed at least 20 kids in the neighborhood. Kids we all knew.
Oh, Mom.
It drove us crazy when we didn't know who it was. But it was even worse after they got him.
Did they put him away?
The lawyers got fat and the judge got famous, but somebody forgot to sign the search warrant in the right place, and Krueger was free just like that.
What did you do, Mother?
A bunch of us parents tracked him down after they let him out. We found him in an old abandoned boiler room where he used to take his kids.
Go on.
We took gasoline. Poured it all around the place and made a trail of it out the door. Then lit the whole thing up and watched it burn. But he can't get you now. He's dead, honey, because Mommy killed him. I even took his knives.
Catastrophe. You're at war.
got a brand new bag.
Wherever, whatever. Take me away with you.
I am away, Betty. And God help me, this is where I've landed. You think me a gentleman because I have linen and can manage a lift? I am but a bastard abroad, seeking my fortune and the favors of great men. As big a whore as my mother ever was.
just bought it!
I don't care what you just bought. You get your little fanny perpendicular and get ready for school.
I'm not going to school.
What do you mean you're not going to school?
Just what I said. I'm not going to school.
And why not?
Because I'm sick. That's why I'm not.
Sick? You're sick, all right. What's wrong with you now, Prince Charming?
I got an earache.
Earache, my eye. How would you like a buttache? Now get your little fanny out of that bed and clean up this room. It looks like a pigsty. You hear me? All right, that's enough. That's enough. You pushed me far enough, young man. You're getting punished. Now stand up.
No.
I said stand up.
I let go of my hair, man.
Now, young man, I have talked to you and talked to you and talked to you till I'm blue in the face and I'm done talking to you.
Good. Does that mean you're done spitting on me, too?
Shut up. I'm not done talking to you. Now turn around and bend over.
What are you going to do, you pervert?
Pervert? Why are you snotty? Oh, shut up. I haven't even touched it yet. Now I want you to know this is going to hurt you a lot more than it's going to hurt me.
Oh, wow. That didn't even hurt.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, wow. What are you trying to do, tickle me?
Tickle you? Yeah, I'll tickle you.
Ow!
Oh, is that tickle, huh? Come on, real tickle. Come on, laugh it up, funny boy.
No more, no more, no more.
All right, now you gonna do what I tell you?
Yeah.
You gonna talk back to me?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, no.
All right. Now you get your clothes on and get your little butt ready for school. Right now, do you understand?
Yeah.
All right.